When building a Half-Life game, we try to start playtesting as soon as we can, even when we only have 10 or 15 minutes of gameplay built. We find it extremely helpful to see how players are reacting to what we've made as soon as possible. One of the major ways playtesting impacted Half-Life Alyx was in revealing how players reacted to the density of interactive elements in the world. Before we begin, we were already aware that players would likely spend more time paying attention to the details of the world around them in VR, but we were unprepared for how significant this would be. Seeing some players spend 30 minutes messing around with a single interactive object really opened our eyes. As a result of those playtesting observations, we spend much of our development time focusing on the environment around the player and the level of details and interactivity to be found there. It might seem surprising that we didn't start with the assumption that we would need to spend that amount of time on the world, but the reality of game development is that we always have a finite amount of time to build a game and we're always making trade-offs. In the ideal case, we spend our finite time on whatever contributes the most to the player's experience. So, playtesting early and thereby getting a better sense of what elements are contributing to the player experience help us understand where to spend the limited time we have. In this case, those early playtests told us to significantly increase the amount we should budget for creating the world details and interactivity.